Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.
It's that time. Time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
Beat the White Sox yesterday. And my buddy Earl Spencer, who I had not heard from in forever, says, "Hey, Czar, don't know if you want this or not. I thought I would share it. The Astros are only the third team ever to make the LCS five straight times, along with the 90s Braves and the 70-71 swinging A's, the Reggie, Raleigh Fingers, Catfish Hunters, Hunter teams, not the Conseco, McGuire, Royd boys from the 80s who only got four out of five. The Yankees have never done it. The big Red Machine never did it. And the Red Sox didn't do it. Thought you might be interested to know. 5 years in a row. That's impressive. That is impressive. Oh, Don wants to correct you on a song. Thrill. Okay, yeah, you're up, Don. Of course he's not ready. Don, is it potted up? You sure? I'm kind of curious how annoying that call's going to be. Armando in Pearland, you're up.
Yeah, so now seems like the system is going after the will of the people. They've been trying to scare you on this. You don't travel. You don't go to restaurants. You don't these restrictions. This you don't back versus back. But something still doesn't work because the will of the people is still too strong, especially in Americans. So what we do. So Biden has to go to his old former boss and say, "Boss, I need help. I mean, I have these Americans and I don't want to do it. Don't worry about it. I did it before. I went to Roberts. Roberts hooked me up with the IRS, and then I pushed the Obamacare through the IRS as a form of tax. So go ahead and I hurt him in the pocket. Go use OSHA." So OSHA is now going to be with a double S, like a Gestapo agency, going to every single place, and they're no longer is going to be looking for the employees. They're going to imagine this new OSHA. They're going to go to the employees, and they say, "Give me the list of all your employees." Okay, there's 100. Now, give me the list of the ones that don't have vaccine. Well, I have Pancho and I have Mr. Smith. They've been with us for 25 years, never have an accident, never been late. No, I don't care about that. Show me his papers. What papers? The vaccine papers. Oh, no, we don't have that. Okay. So you didn't force the employee to have the vaccine? No, well, I mean, they don't want to do it. Okay, I'm going to punish you now. You, Mr. Employee, I'm going to punish you with $14,000 or more for not doing what we say you need to do. That OSHA under Trump, that was very specific. When they say employers, they cannot force employees to take the shot, because if something happened to the employee under Trump, the employer is going to be liable and is going to be on the OSHA 300 log because you're forcing me to take something that I don't want. As a result, I got sick. I'm going to sue you. So now this new OSHA under Biden, they took that liability on the employer and now they're forcing them. So this is not a horror story, guys. This is happening in America right now. Believe it or not, this is happening right now. It's a fight against our will. Once they take that, the next mandate is going to be even worse. So you better be careful, America. You better open your eyes, because you're not going to see this in Facebook. This is here, so you better wake up.
Now in Spanish. Armando.
Yes.
Now in Spanish.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Quiero que entiendan todos los que me están escuchando allá afuera, especialmente de la gente que venimos de México, Nicaragua, Central America, que estamos escapando de la tiranía de los gobiernos centroamericanos y sudamericanos, que venimos a este país para encontrar libertad. Quiero que sepan todos ustedes lo que está pasando en este país ahorita. No lo van a ver en Telemundo, no lo van a ver en Univisión, no lo van a ver en ningún lado, pero en lo que está pasando ahorita, están utilizando todas las agencias de gobierno para ir en contra de tu libertad, en contra de tu autonomía de ser humano, en contra de tus principios básicos de vida. Este gobierno autoritario te está diciendo que si no te pones una vacuna que es experimental, te van a quitar el trabajo. They're gonna take your job si no te pones esta vacuna experimental. Este es un tiempo que todos, hispanos, afroamericanos, americanos, todos tenemos que estar unidos y decirle no a la tiranía. Este es Estados Unidos de América. This is United States of America. And as long we have the will, we will prevail.
Armando, vamos, Armando, I need you to stick to Spanish through the end of the segment, please.
Vamos a prevalecer. Siempre vamos a prevalecer, porque somos los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica, conformados por todos nosotros, y no vamos a dejar que la tiranía, ninguna tiranía nos va a decir qué nos vamos a poner en nuestros cuerpos o qué nos vamos a poner en nuestros cuerpos. Despierten, hermanos, y viva la libertad.
You know what scares me, Armando, about first-generation Latinos?
What is?
That when you come from a political tradition of government providing education, health care, basic sustenance, those are things that become part of your culture. No different than enjoying watching soccer or the food that you eat or the language that feels natural to your ear. Those things become mother's milk to you. And changing someone's opinion on that becomes so difficult. Breaking the cycle, for instance, of inner city urban poverty and bad behaviors. You see it. You see people make their way out of it. But the numbers are not good, and it's hard. It becomes ingrained. It becomes who you are. You know, you probably didn't choose to love the food that is mother's milk to you. It's probably something you grew up eating. Chad loves Spam because he ate Spam as a child. I mean, those sorts of things, it scares me with folks coming here from these traditions that we're not going to have a chance to get to them and teach them.
This is the Michael Berry Show.
For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
Baby, close that suitcase you've been packing. Just sit down and talk to me a while. Oh, I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by mile. Well, this time, girl, I swear. Help me understand where I went wrong. It's hard to find myself in this position. I'm scared that I'll go crazy once you're gone. Help me hold on to what we had. Once our love was strong,
that's Dave Finley.
He's got a good one called God in it. Real good. Come back on, if you would, on the next one. I'm not telling you what to play. Humbly submitting to the King of Ding and choice of all musical accompaniment for your earnest consideration. He does turn the page? Oh, wow. It was on this day in 2010. It feels like it was longer ago than that. After 69 days trapped underground, 33 Chilean miners are freed. Well, let's start with the CBS story. You remember the original story was, okay, we found these guys.
Believe that there was only enough emergency air and food supplies to last the miners 48 hours. Then some incredible news and pictures emerged more than 2 weeks after the search began.
Miners it's amazing. They've been down there for 69 days. It was terrible. The conditions were bad. CBS did not report on what NBC did, which I found to be the most interesting part of the whole news story. One of the Chilean miners has a mistress on the side, and she shows up because her man is trapped down in there, and the wife shows up, and so you got two different people, not those kind of miners, Ramon, not little kids. These are people that go down into a mine. So NBC reported on the story that I found most fascinating. The mistress is there, and the wife is there, and he comes up, and he's like, uh-oh, this is going to be awkward.
Again and again and again. Prayers answered. It all began shortly after midnight local time as a rescue engineer strapped into the 26-inch wide escape capsule named Phoenix 2 and then began the still unproven man trip below. 2,040 feet down a shaft through some of the hardest rock on Earth. 17 minutes, 22 seconds later, first contact. It worked on the way down, and soon, as a billion viewers around the world watched the image like a transmission from the moon, 31-year-old Florenzio Avalos would prove with this first trip to the surface, the capsule worked both ways. At 11 minutes after midnight, as Florenzio was the first to end his 70-day crisis, his son, 7-year-old Byron, touched everyone's hearts. Up next, 39-year-old Mario Sepulveda. When he cleared the escape pod, his celebration thrilled a nation. He surprised Chile's president and rescuers with souvenirs, pieces of rock from the cave-in. His energy belying a man trapped in a mine for more than 2 months. They now call him Super Mario. He hugged and kissed just about everyone. And then said of his ordeal, I met God. I met the devil. God won. No one is needed a stretcher. In fact, all the miners look remarkably fit. Still, paramedics use one into the triage area, where the survivor's first request is met, a hot shower. The one miner whose love life played out while he was down came up late this afternoon. Yoni Barrios was met not by his wife today, but by his mistress. The two women discovered each other when this crisis began.
Man, you have to figure that guy was probably thinking, you know what, it may be better if they don't come get us, guys. What are you talking about? When I get up there, I got a whole lot of hell to deal with. A lot of hell. It's not going to be good for me, guys. When I got a mistress, see? And she's going to find out. And I don't know if it's her or my wife what's going to be waiting on me when I get up there. But it might be both of them. And they don't know about each other. I think I'd rather just stay down here. 69 days in. You notice he's the last one to come out? They're all coming out. That guy that's the last one to come off the plane, I like to study how people come off of planes. The guy that's the last one to come off the plane and his wife is waiting, they don't hug. He's not happy to be there. He's not happy that she's come to pick him up. It's not a joyous encounter. They just go, how was the flight? It was fine. Because he was happier on that plane. And sometimes the woman, that's the way it is. But do you ever think to yourself, I guess because I've spent a fair amount of time in TV newsrooms when I was being interviewed a lot and in a radio newsroom here, they're always trying to figure out how can we pitch a story to the audience that is compelling to them? Ted Alessandro, a comedian, nailed it on this one.
It's been a heck of a week. The Chilean miners were all saved. The news is very good for answering the question, what would it take for you to give a shit about something you never thought you would ever give a shit about? Like, if somebody came up to me and said, Ted, what would it take for you to care about miners? Hold on. Chilean miners. God, I guess they probably have to be trapped for like 2 months. Maybe like 33 of them. Done. At first, they were sending down food and nicotine gum. Then at some point, they switched to food and cigarettes. If I was a Chilean miner, I don't know what I would find more offensive. The suggestion that while I'm hanging on the thread between life and death, maybe I should consider quitting smoking. Or the switch to then, you know what, let's send them down some cigarettes. This isn't looking good. Pump them some cancer down the old chute. I'm happy they're saved, but honestly, I think every last one of them should be fired. They were copper and gold miners. And after 2 months down there, they came up with nothing. Come on, you would think even by accident you'd kick some copper or some shit. Is that gold? Oh, maybe we'll take that up with us eventually. But it was a happy ending, you know. I'm happy for them, and we all got our Halloween costume out of it, so. Right? Come on, that's an easy one. You and 32 of your friends. Just rub a little dirt on your face. Enter the party from the basement. There you go.
Say something nice, you can always say it on the Michael Berry Show.
On a rainy day, praying for some love to come down. The sun's gonna rise, may the plants grow high. Them goodies gonna come out the ground, cause it's got God in it. Friday night lights in Texas, both sides kneel down to pray. One's gonna win and one's gonna lose, but they all gonna be okay, cause they got God in it.
the aforementioned Dave Finley, F-E-N-L-E-Y. If you are a person who likes our music and can never figure out what the song is, I suggest you get an app called Shazam, S-H-A-Z-A-M, as in what Jim Nabors used to say, Shazam. And you just push that when a song is playing, and it'll pop up and tell you what the song was. And if you miss it, go back to the podcast and listen to it. They also have these search engine things now on the web that if you just get a couple of phrases from the song and you put that phrase and the word song and lyrics, it'll probably take you to the song. So a friend of mine sends me a picture of a Halloween costume that I am told is a real deal. The little girl is wearing a gray shirt that says, "Quit sniffing me, you twit." And it is Joe Biden. It's tied around her neck, and it's Joe Biden's face next to her, leaned in like he's trying to sniff her. What an embarrassment. Good grief. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that people voted for that guy? How do you live that down? You voted for that guy. On this day in 1775, the Continental Congress authorizes building two ships. God said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Well, when you have two ships, you just started a navy.
God bless the ship and all who sail her.
This is Sugar Kulika wishing a happy anniversary to the United States Navy. How y'all doing? And I especially appreciate on this day Gerard Ford. Thank you, Gerard Ford. A lot of people don't even know how good you was.
What is it with you and Gerard Ford?
Because I have always said there is a change coming over America. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to change my drawers. Oh, Lord.
Well, Tucson, I have to ask you to save your dramatic performance for another world.
Oh, for General Hospital, all my damn children or something.
Oh, gosh, you're going to be on my stage when I'm trying to.
True story, Shirley Kulika really does love Gerald Ford. That's not a joke. One of my favorite comedians is Tim Hawkins because he never needs to cuss. He actually performs at church conferences, and he's funny, really funny. Here he's telling a story about dropping his daughter off at the mall, and her friends are not there yet, and she says, "That's the worst." And he says, "The worst? Really?"
We overuse this phrase the most, "That's the worst." You ever heard people say that? "That's the worst. That's the worst. Really? That's the worst. That is the worst." My wife and I dropped our daughter off at the mall not too long ago. She was there to meet her friends, and her friends weren't there yet. My daughter was distraught. So they go, "Oh, my friends. My friends." That's not how she talks, but it's really funny. "My friends, my friends. My friends aren't here. My friends aren't here yet. Now I can't go shopping. I have to wait for them until they get here, until I can't go shopping." My wife is like, "I know, honey. That's the worst." "Really? That's the worst? Being stuck in the mountains or being lost, you know, out at sea with sharks circling around you? You're not in more of a pickle there? That's the worst." Can you imagine like those Chilean miners? Remember those Chilean miners a few years ago? Got stuck in that mine for like 30 days. You think they're down that mine going, "Oh, no. This is no good right here, man. We've been down in this mine for a long time, you know. We got no food to eat. We got no water to drink."
There's not a lot of air left to breathe. We may not live to see another day, my friend. This is the worst. The only thing that I can think of right now let me finish, please. The only thing, this is bad right now, the only thing that I can think of right now that could possibly be worse than this is, you know, sometime when you're at the mall and your friends aren't there to meet you yet, and you want to go shopping but you can't, so you gotta wait around on a curb for like 10 minutes or something. I tell you what, this is bad, my friend, but that is the worst right there, my friend. I tell you.
Michael Berry Show.
Recorded Music Box Dancer. Nobody noticed. 4 years later, he was dropped from his label. The following year, he signed with Polydor Records in Canada. They released a new album. And on the B-side, he put his favorite, Music Box Dancer. Having flopped once before, this time it didn't. It shot to the top of the charts in Canada, and it went to number 3 in the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100. Completely instrumental. You can't be in a bad mood and listen to it. You can't. See, this is super serving our 90-plus genre. Michael, I like it when you play some of that nice music from a long time ago. You ought to do a segment or two per week where you just do something nice like that. Play something real nice like that. And for those of you bothered, you can cleanse your palate with this. For the first time since 2014, oil topped $80 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, WTI, the U.S. crude benchmark, settled Monday in New York at $80.52, the highest since October of 14. As the Chronicle reports, with oil at $80 a barrel, most oil companies can make a strong profit provided they have not hedged most of their production at lower prices. Still, experts said it could take at least a year of sustained high oil prices for major investment and jobs to return to the oil patch, a sign of how deep the pandemic-driven oil bust cut into the industry and Houston's oil-dependent economy. Wrong! It was not COVID that caused the problem. It was governmental intervention. Leave people alone. We've figured out an efficient, effective, plentiful source of energy to run things, to cool things, to make things, to warm things. Leave it alone. Stop bothering it. We're good at it. When we refused to do what they wanted us to do, they said, well, you're going to run out of it. And then we found new ways to go in and inject such that you forced it back out and we could recover far more efficiently than before. Technology catching up. The amazing thing about oil and gas companies today is that their technology companies. When my wife was practicing law around 2002, 2003, she was brought in, and at one point she was seconded to Shell for quite some time to work on intellectual property transfers, because these major companies, Shell, Exxon, those types, Marathon, Occidental, they will find a play and they'll hire the smaller operators to actually do the work, the way your home builder hires subcontractors to come in, one guy to lay the concrete, pour the concrete, one guy to frame it, and those sorts of things. But what they don't want is that they have incredible, valuable technology, and they want to license it to the people to use so that they're assured of success using the best technology, but they don't want those people to steal it. So it's a highly technical transaction of, we're hiring you to do this, but don't run off with our, you know, go make the Coca-Cola, but don't, or make the Kentucky Fried Chicken, but don't reveal what the 11 herbs and spices are. True story, my brother, his first job was at Kentucky Fried Chicken. My brother Chris on Green Avenue in Orange, Tommy Landry was the manager. She was my dear friend Brandon Landry's aunt. And the first day he came home, he got off at, I think, 10 and got home by 10:20. My mom and I were sitting at the little kitchen table when he walked in, because Tommy had called and said, any night y'all want, you just call up here and tell, because we had cell phones back then, you just call up here and tell Chris and he'll bring you a bucket of chicken home. Did you say any night I want or every night I want? Because every night I'd say, Mom, you think Chris could bring us home some chicken? And she'd say, Michael, he's been making chicken all day long. He's been making chicken since he got off at 3 o'clock, and he would drive his 1976 Chevy Nova down. It was an old mail car, and he would drive down to Kentucky Fried Chicken straight from high school. He'd get there by 3:15 and work till 7. And just say, he's been around fried chicken all day long. He'll come home with flour all over him, and he doesn't want to have to bring a bucket full of chicken and have to smell that the whole way home. Yeah, all right, you're right, I'll call him. And we would, and he'd bring it home. But we asked, what's 11 herbs and spices? What are they? Nobody can know. They had to be mixed separately. Nobody can know. It's in a vault, Ramon. That's the story, and we're sticking to it. Nobody can know. Where are we in this crazy world of lefties upset about everything? Well, you know how when you couple Legos, if you've ever stepped on one, you know they have prongs coming off. In mechanics, refer to that as the male and the female, right? Because it kind of like the human anatomy, right? Well, that upsets people who were born with a wiener but want to be a girl, or weren't born with a wiener and want an adidectomy. So you gotta keep them happy, right? Lego, no joke, is doing a genderless Lego. Smooth around.
New from the Lego Toy Company, it's genderless Legos.
Genderless Legos? What does that mean?
Well, here at the Lego Company, we recently realized there's nothing as offensive as reminding people of their gender. That's why our new Legos have no male or female body parts.
What? I've been collecting Legos for years, and I've never previously noticed that they have a gender.
That's just because you're transphobic. But now you won't be, thanks to us.
Thanks?
But wait, there's more. We removed the male and female parts from our toys that connect them to each other. So now Legos have flat, genderless sides.
You mean like building blocks?
Yeah, exactly. But with less toxic masculinity, it's genderless Legos. Order yours today.
For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.